Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard the wise father tell the young son that God's wisdom can nurture life-enriching virtues in him. Today, we look at the young son's active role in that process. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Reading from the ESV. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The young son is to actively pursue the understanding that wisdom confers. Understanding himself, his relationships, and his situation in terms of the moral and ethical order that God has ordained. Effecting choices and actions through that insight. The young son is to intentionally pursue this life-empowering understanding. Concentrate all his attention on acquiring it with unreserved, unambivalent, undistracted yearning. Wisdom had cried out to fools, but in vain. Now the young son is to cry out to wisdom, and it will not be in vain. In yearning for wisdom, he will receive understanding and insight from her. The young son is to value wisdom like the most precious metal, like treasure so prized that it has been hidden, kept secret, and guarded from being stolen. In seeking wisdom, he is to make every effort, spare no expense, give up everything less valuable. And his efforts to find wisdom will assuredly be rewarded. In receiving and seeking wisdom, the young son will become a person who knows and honors God. Knowing God is not limited to the cognitive. It includes the emotive, the affective, relational, and behavioral aspects. It shapes and is shaped by how the young son meets God in Scripture, in serving and worshiping alongside God's people, and in prayer. Honoring God will transform the young son into a person who is increasingly able to live by the book of Proverbs. Wisdom will give him insight into reality, discernment into what is true, right, and just. Such discernment will be character shaping. It will transform the young son into someone who honors God in his public and personal life, in his relationships, in his work and leisure, in how he spends his time and resources, in what he does with his assets and deficits. He will lovingly, reverently, humbly, diligently, and perseveringly obey God's commands. Personal commitment to God's wisdom strengthens understanding. The understanding that God's wisdom gives will in turn strengthen personal commitment to God. A life-transforming feedback loop. Positives reinforced. Negatives reduced. All this comes about because of God's own character. We'll study this next time in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. Let's pray. Lord God, forgive us for being so easily distracted and deceived, for being mixed up in our values, for pursuing what is not worthwhile. Thank you that when we yearn for your wisdom, you give generously and graciously. Thank you for the incredible privilege of knowing and honoring you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.